This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
What's up, everyone? It's Liberty Free Unite with Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network.
How's it going, man? You're just sporting the racist flag always.
It's pretty good,
dude. You have a thing for snakes, don't you?
Yeah, big fan of snakes.
That's what it is.
I think snakes are fine.
Snake Thurston.
Snakes don't really bother me.
Snake
any,
Thurston.
So
not
fine
Nate
with
Thurston.
Me.
Snake Thurston.
I do like the gas. I've got a new hat on the way right now from the Fed. God hates feds.
I thought you were against death. So, you're basically like, give me liberty or give me death, even though
I prefer the liberty part.
Oh.
So I'm still against death, even when it comes to that.
Okay.
So anyway, hey, what's up? It's Good Morning Liberty. We talk about life, liberty, and the pursuit of meaning every single day of the week when we want to.
And I don't want to today. I'll tell you that much. Yeah. Right off the top. You could already tell.
I mean, we've been able to tell for about 3 years now. So.
But I'm still doing it.
Yeah, I know. Still here every day, fulfilling
show up as a hollow version of what who Chuck used to be.
Hollow version,
and, you know. I'm just a walking. I don't even think I have bones anymore. You know, just a walking AI version.
Yeah, you're not even real.
No,
this is all auto generated right now. Well, that's not true. They know it's not true because you're showing up as white right now. So there's no way it's AI generated.
My heart has turned so black and cold that it's.
Supposed to be white
filtered from my body, you know.
It's
so I'm just a hollow version. I used to be an optimist.
Yeah,
you know.
Uh huh.
But like that moth, in Norm MacDonald's story. I've passed the point of pessimism.
I'm not going to let you bring me down, Charlie. No matter how hard you try, that are going on in all of the.
You know that song?
Grimness.
I'm never going to give you up.
Yeah.
I'm never going to bring you up.
You're never going to bring me up. You're never going
to... I'm always going to tear you down.
You're never going to not give up.
That's it. That's just who I am now.
Anyway.
You know, once you live a certain amount of time on this earth, you just realize there's no point.
Okay.
But you keep going. But you should keep going.
You should keep going.
You should keep
Everyone
going.
Everyone here should keep going. Okay. BetterHelp.com/GML. BetterHelp.com/GML. If this is not an official sponsored segment by them or anything, but I guess it could be
one of the better ones.
You can. You can do it. You can do it right now. Okay, listen. We got to do a show. Me and you can talk about this some other time, you know, but we got to do a show where we talk about things and people listen. And
I hope that people are laughing because they think I'm joking, even though I'm not, but it sounds like a joke.
Yeah.
So that's what's most important.
All three people who haven't turned this off think it's hilarious.
Funny because it's true. Funny because it's true. All right, what do you have for us today, Nate?
I wanted to add a white pill onto yesterday's discussion. You know, yesterday's discussion when we talked about all of those conspiracy theories surrounding Russia and all that stuff.
Yeah.
We say several times we have no idea what the truth is on all of these things. Navalny, the Ukraine city thing, the space nukes, the whatever it is, we don't know. And that really is the case for a lot of stuff. Did you know that there was a story that we covered, like many people covered, about that guy who the FBI informant, did you see this, where he said that there was a $10 million scheme from between Biden and his son, $5 million for each one of them, something that we talked about. That guy got indicted for lying about this. Apparently that was made up. And now apparently, according to the current news stories that are out there, he's also interlinked with some Russian intelligence people. And this is actually seeming to have the workings of a Russian disinformation campaign where they fed this guy fake news. According to our DOJ. Biden's DOJ. It's fake news.
Filtered through probably Julian Assange.
Yeah, and probably.
Like the private server of WikiLeaks. You know?
So the point of this is we don't really ever know what the truth is, and that is why everyone should be a libertarian. because the answer is that you don't have to determine who's telling the truth in all the scenarios. You just shouldn't be giving all of these people this power and all of your money. And we shouldn't be talking about whether or not people are lying about things or people are dying in prison in order to get Congress to pass a $95 billion spending bill where they send out stolen money to people in other countries to fund wars that are going on.
We're trying to say they shouldn't have the opportunity to lie about it because it wouldn't matter.
It wouldn't matter.
That conversation wouldn't happen because they wouldn't be able to steal money from you.
Yes. And that's
how you actually solve the problem.
That's why things like libertarianism or anarchism or whatever they are the actual only answer to all of these problems. It's taking away the power from all of these people. So they wouldn't want to lie. They wouldn't have the opportunity, or it wouldn't matter if they were lying. Because, what are you going to do? What are you going to do about it? You don't have the power to steal our money in the first place. And so I just wanted to say, because I had that in the notes, the show notes for yesterday, and forgot to say it. Along the same lines, before we get into the three white pill stories I have, I ran across this post from someone named Tammy Murphy, who is running for something in New Jersey, maybe state Congress or something like that. Tammy Murphy says health care is absolutely a right and not a privilege. That's why I support Medicare for all.
Yeah.
And of course, my response was, you don't have a right to something that must be provided by another person. It seems self-evident to me. We had a whole civil war over it, you know. You don't have a right to the labor of another person or the products of their labor, unless you've entered into a contract as an employer-employee relationship, and they're producing products and, you know, they get money in exchange for their time, something like that. But no, you don't have a right to something. How can you possibly have a human right to something that another human has to create for you? You can't.
Because it's for the good of the people, Nate.
And that's why. That's the problem here. Now, I got a couple typical responses.
Why can't you, extrapolate this idea out to other, like, the right? What about the right to comfortably travel?
comfortably travel?
Everyone deserves a Lexus or Mercedes, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever's comfortable. I know a lot of you guys out there are driving, you know, Range Rovers and G-Wagons, ridiculous stuff like that. I would still pick my truck as the most comfortable ride.
Yeah,
but
it's a comfortable ride.
A travel is a right. I should have the right to comfortably travel.
Mm. Well, so, that's the slippery slope right there.
That's what I'm saying. You could extrapolate this out to anything. Go back to Native American tribal days. Does everyone have a right to the witch doctor?
Yeah. <You know? laughs> Witch doctor.
The one with the clay bowls.
Maybe like a medicine making, man.
Oh, medicine man, yeah.
Would be the
cooking up potions.
I don't think it was witch doctor.
He may not even want a right to that. You know, cooking up potions with deer blood and buffalo nuts and the hairs of a pygmy cat, you know. Drink this and your flu is cured.
No, you can have a right to that if you want to have a right to that.
I got
a couple typical responses, and thank God they didn't mention roads, but they did mention other things. And this guy named Adam Sandler, not that one, said, I've always been curious about this. Does that mean disband police and fire protection, public education, and current Medicare? And someone else said, no police, no military, no court system, no religion, too. It's hard to imagine. No, it's easy if you try.
Yeah.
No, you would have those things. They go with some of the I love when people go to roads and police and fire and stuff like that, because those things, like of all the tax money that Americans pay, if you pulled it all into a total number, it would be like 0.1% of the amount of stuff that we pay for.
Not only that, you don't have a right to them.
You still, if you pay for them, you still pay taxes for them.
No, but even the Supreme Court has ruled that the police are not obligated
to protect you. Yeah.
So you're paying for
it. You still have to pay a fee to drive on the roads after those get built or whatever.
Or they can blockade a road. They can block parking. They can do all kinds of stuff because the government runs the roads. So even though you're paying for it, they can decide to deny you access at any point for any reason.
It's true. So you still don't have an absolute right to these things.
For the most part, they don't typically. But you know what? I've been driving in Nashville where they've just shut down part of the interstate.
Yeah.
Without telling me, by the way.
They've given up on taking care of the roads around here. It's not like
they sent me a text message saying, hey, you know, we've closed down this road. You know, so sorry about the inconvenience we've created for this road that you paid for. You know, really sorry about that. Here's an alternate route that we've curated for your inconvenience, which is what a private company would do, by the way.
The roads
or should.
The roads are so terrible. I have a crack in my windshield. After it snows and the snow plows go down the roads, they go through and they rip out all of the previous potholes that they had fixed by running the snow plow across them.
Or because the ice expands the road, it creates new crumbles. And then the
But going down the interstate right now, you're constantly getting bombarded by pieces of the road hitting your
windshield. Way higher chance of dying right now.
Oh, it's bad.
Not only because of that, but like some of those potholes are gigantic.
Big. I saw they had to put a cone in one of them and only half the cone was sticking out. Like, yeah, it was bad. Okay. Now they always go with these really easy things, which would be like the last things that you would actually try to get rid of. But it shows like the slippery slope. Like, oh, you don't want to pay trillions of dollars for Medicare for All and just finish destroying the entire healthcare system and give a terrible medical treatment to everyone, well, then you must not want to have police departments.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, that's how slippery the slope is, that if you decide that you're going to do one thing, well, what else is in the public good interest after that? Well, most of these things are taken care of. Most of the things these people mention, like police and fire and education, they're supposed to be taken care of by your local property taxes and state taxes and things like that. We don't have state taxes here in Tennessee. We still have police departments and fire departments and public education, things like that.
Sales tax, property tax.
Yeah, we got sales tax and property tax and business tax. That's how they do it. Sales tax, I think, is the most fair way to do it, because you can at least find a way to get out of that one by saving your money. For at times that you can. Property tax, I'm not a big fan of that one, because it's kind of like paying rent to the government. To
never actually own your own property.
Yeah, you don't actually ever have your own property. But the answer really is that, yeah, we would still have these things. The way that we would have these things is that people would voluntarily contribute. They would voluntarily pay.
Do you know who services my house if I have a fire?
Who?
The Arrington Volunteer Fire Department.
Most fire departments in the United States are volunteer fire departments.
The Arrington Volunteer Fire Department, which, by the way, they do like nice parades.
How the heck does your neighborhood have a volunteer fire department?
They do nice little parades in our neighborhood to raise money. Mm-hmm. They have boot drives and all kinds of stuff. And guess what? I think last year they just purchased a new fire truck with all the money. That these nice...
They still get federal grants and things for the fire
nice
trucks.
That these nice homes all donated to them. There's several people I know that donate quite a bit. Our fire department's really cool.
My brother is a fire chief of a volunteer fire department, and they're doing a chili supper coming up. They're going to be providing food to people, and if they want, they can come there, and they can get chili and whatever else, and they'll exchange money for it, and then they're going to raise money off of that to do whatever it is they need to do with their fire department. And so people will voluntarily contribute to these things if they are important enough to them. Like, these things are important. I think there needs to be some kind of security, like police, to enforce laws to make sure that people's rights are not being violated or taken away by others, to enforce property rights.
And people who are rich enough have actual bodyguards.
Yeah. Yeah.
To couple with police. You
they
know?
Do.
Like...
The military, I think our states and our people would band together to pull money together. The problem is that our government is so big now that no one can imagine voluntarily getting enough money from the people in the United States to pay for it. And the answer is you wouldn't. You would get a government that's about 10% of the government that we have right now, which is what it should be.
I disagree with that.
Yeah?
I disagree with that. And the reason why is because currently America donates around $800 billion a year. That's after being taxed.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you would get about 25 to 30% of current government.
something like
expenditures.
That. But they would, it would because naturally.
I think you could get the American people to donate around $1 trillion a year. If they're at 800 billion right now, I think you can get them to do about $1 trillion.
Yeah. I hope that that would happen. I think a lot of that donation, not to take away from how great it is, a lot of that donation are people that are trying to get tax write-offs. And if you don't have the tax, then I don't know if they would donate that money. I think a lot of them would. And they would definitely donate towards things that were super important. Like if we don't have a military, someone would invade our country and then none of us, you know, would be in America anymore. We'd be in the land of China or something like that. I have to go to the Ayn Rand clip, one of my favorite ones, of when she brings up voluntary taxation, which is something we played several times on the show before, but it explains our point pretty well.
All right, so you're obviously against forced government anything. Busing, right?
Busing.
You're against taxes, forced taxation?
That would be the last reform that I would advocate.
But you don't really think it's going to be possible to have a community of men without forced mandated taxes?
No, I wrote it, and I won't go into details, about an alternative, which would be voluntary taxation. Voluntary contributions to the government, because we need
government. You know why they're going over? Because they don't think it won't work.
Oh, not if you had to contribute 90% or even 50% of your income. That wouldn't work. But the government doesn't cost that much. The government's proper function is only to protect your rights. And that means to protect men from those who initiate wars. So the government protects the peace, internal peace. That means the policemen. The government runs the army and navy, protection from outside forces, and law courts, so that citizens who disagree can settle their disputes peacefully. That's the only functions of government.
So you like an individual who stands...
So that's one of my favorite clips because I agree completely with her. And at every time we've ever brought up this clip, I have to mention the fact that people are scoffing because they don't think people would contribute towards these things, which in my mind means that they know that people would decide that we don't need most of the things that the government does. Yeah. Because if they did think that we needed most of the things the government does, they would contribute to it like they do to anything else. And so we would eventually get down to the things that we only need, which would be a military, police, courts. That's about it.
I mean, think about the military for 1 second. We spend almost $1 trillion on the Department of Defense alone. And then on top of that, how many organizations exist that are nonprofit charities just to support military?
That's a lot. Yeah.
I mean,
a lot of them.
I don't know how many billions of dollars go through those. A lot of billions. I haven't done my research on that, but I guarantee if you look it up, it's probably billions that still get donated to veterans, current military, sending care packages and all kinds of stuff. So it's like, do people care about the military? Yeah, absolutely. They absolutely do and would contribute to something like that.
Well, you look at all the people who have businesses here in the U.S. and live here in the U.S., even rich people, like, it's in your best interest for us to have a military that would prevent people from invading America.
Yeah. Do you think Amazon wants to do business in a place that is war-torn?
No. Like, you don't want a foreign army to invade and take over your buildings and nationalize your industry. Like, you would contribute towards a military for the United States. Yeah. You might even contribute more than you're contributing in taxes right now if it's just going towards those things that protect your business from people doing it harm, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like this idea that if we can't have Medicare for all, then that means we can't have police or something like that. That's the problem with the slippery slope of deciding the government can forcefully take away money from people and use it for the public good, is that who decides what that public good is. And at the end of the day, it'll end up just being every single thing that there is will eventually be the public good. Like you said, a comfortable ride when you're going down the road. Like, you have a right to that. Some people are comfortable, and some people, air conditioning's broken their car. Well, that's not fair.
It's unfair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, let's get on to
my mom drove a car without an air conditioner for, like, the last 5 years. She just got an upgrade, you know, I think last summer. But the 5 years before that, she had no AC.
Oh, man. Did you tell her she had a right to an AC?
I told her that, and no one listened.
Okay.
Which is unfortunate.
Javier Milei. Remember that guy?
Mm-hmm.
He delivers Argentina's first monthly budget surplus in 12 years. Mm-hmm. That's good. Now, it's a monthly budget surplus. We see months where we have these crazy, wild deficits, and then months where we have just normal, crazy, but not wild deficits, stuff like that. So month to month, who knows? It could end up being, you know, back in the negative next month or something like that. But go ahead, Charlie, with some of the story.
All right. Argentina's government, under newly elected President Javier Milei, achieved its first monthly budget surplus in nearly 12 years in January. I mean, it's still pretty good, though.
Yeah.
12 years.
I mean, they happen to not have a budget surplus in a month for 12 years.
Yeah. The surplus, which was $589 million U.S. dollars, which is a number even unheard of in Argentina pesos.
Yeah.
Because what is it? About 1,000?
It's official exchange rate is 800 to 1, I think, right now.
Yeah. So 589 million times 800.
Mm.
So that would be...
That's incalculable.
That'd be over 40 billion pesos.
That's a lot.
Somewhere around there. 50 billion pesos.
I don't have a calculator handy, so...
At the official exchange rate, oh, I'm sorry, that's 500 billion
pesos. I was going to say,
pesos. I just got a zero.
There's no way of doing this.
Yeah. No, there is. Yeah. Anyway, the Argentine government revealed on Friday it also includes interest payments on the public debt. It is the first monthly financial surplus since August of 2012 and the first surplus for a January since 2011, the economy ministry said. So, Milei aims to balance public finances in 2024 and has been negotiating with the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, regarding a $44 billion loan. And I'm assuming that's a U.S. dollar loan.
I would assume so.
Milei is an advocate for substantial spending cuts, reduction of public debt, and a move towards dollarization of the economy. Argentina experienced a 20.6% inflation rate in January after a 50% devaluation of the peso. Removal of price controls and significant rate increases.
They did do an intentional devaluation of the peso, by the way, because the government had basically been lying about what the actual value of the peso was versus the dollar. And so that actually accounts for some of these crazy charts and figures and stuff that you'll see with the inflation and the devaluation.
Now they're telling the truth.
Because now they're actually doing, because they had like black market exchanges and stuff that were exchanging at the real rate and the government was like lying, which makes your dollar, the dollar not as strong when you try to go do something in the Argentinian economy, which actually makes it less likely for businesses to come and do things there because you don't get what the actual exchange rate is. And so his idea now is to actually get in line. They say it's actually more like 1,000 to 1, but they changed the official rate from, it was like 390 to 800 to get it closer to what the real exchange rate is. So businesses will see that their dollars are stronger and they can come there and do business.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA News Update. As lawmakers rush to avert a partial government shutdown, border funding and aid to Ukraine have emerged as significant hurdles. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer emphasized the gravity of the situation, noting that history is watching following President Biden's meeting with congressional leaders aimed at resolving the deadlock. In February, consumer confidence dropped. The Consumer Confidence Index, as reported by the Conference Board, fell by nearly 4 points following three consecutive months of improvement. The board's chief economist attributed the decline in February to persistent uncertainty surrounding the U.S. economy. Analysts at UBS Securities suggest that Netflix might increase its prices this year. In a research note, they anticipate a potential price hike from the streaming platform. Coupled with increased revenue from its ad-supported tier and growing subscriber base, the move could lead to a total revenue growth of 15%. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnyvae heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnyvae heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnyvae heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bae.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bae.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bae.com or just search for Sunnyvae heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunnyvae.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network, Liberty at Night. Let's continue this conversation about Javier Milei in Argentina, and then we're going to talk about another good thing, and then it's time for Don't Bleep of the Week.
So poverty levels also surged to 57.4% in January for Argentina's 46 million people, marking the highest rate in 20 years, according to a study by the Catholic University of Argentina. In 2023, under the previous socialist government, Argentina ended with a 211% inflation rate and 45% of the population in poverty.
Now, that poverty level went up because of that intentional devaluation of the peso, by the way. So,
despite the current challenges, 53-year-old libertarian economist Milei still predicts an economic rebound within 3 months. This guy's pretty much a real libertarian.
Yeah, I hope that happens. I mean, that's a pretty quick turnaround. You know that I've been, some would say negative, I would say realist when it comes to this stuff. But I really do hope that it goes the way he says it's going to go. I think that this is a perfect time for me to mention that we've got some Javier Milei shirts on our website, GodHatesFeds.com.
Guys,
just so you know, so if you want to go to GodHatesFeds.com, there's one that says the state is a criminal organization.
Oh, we can compete with all the Che Guevara's
from Milei
gay shirts that were going around.
Here's one. Afera! All right. Let's see, we got that one. Oh, there's a Ron Paul's right shirt. How about that? That's weird.
Oh, look, Costco.
That's kind of weird.
Ron Paul was
right. Got some more stuff coming.
The last paragraph of that, though, mentioned an important thing, which is Milei has acted on his campaign promise, and he's halved the number of federal ministries already from 18 down to 9.
Mm.
Just 9. They're operating on 2 of the 4 cylinders.
Wow.
So,
how about that?
And, of course, probably just a giant implosion. It probably looks similar to that submersible trying to find the Titanic. It must be caving in on itself.
Yeah, just gone.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be really cool if this goes really well?
It will.
People are happy.
It will go really well.
I just hope people are ready for the pain, because you see the poverty level going up. Like, things are going to get worse before they get better.
Yep.
And my hope is that people are truly ready for that. You know?
I mean, right now he's taking the needles away.
He is.
You know?
Yeah.
Which sucks.
I know. I just wonder when the withdrawal sets in.
It's happening right now. Crazy. Yeah. They're starting to get the sweats. The shakes are going to start to occur.
Yeah.
But on the other side is good. It will, if he's able to implement what he needs to implement, it will go well. We know this.
I think
the data backs it up. The truth backs it up.
Because they have the potential for such a large economy and they have so many natural resources and all that, they should see a lot of businesses move back into town there. And I think that's why he started with this devaluing the peso and stuff like that. We'll see. I hope it goes well, but it's seems like it is so far. I love this one right here. Amazon is arguing that the National Labor Board is unconstitutional. Joining SpaceX and Trader Joe's.
Oh.
And oh boy, would I love to see this go to the Supreme Court.
That would be nice.
I would be so happy if this happens. They're arguing in legal filing, which, by the way, I can't find the legal filing itself anywhere. I was going to try and read it today. The 88-year-old National Labor Relations, look at that. It was only 7 years old when Joe Biden was born. 88-year-old National Labor Relations Board is unconstitutional, echoing similar arguments made this year by SpaceX and the grocery store chain Trader Joe's in disputes about workers' rights and organizing.
Which also owns Aldi, by the way.
Do they?
Trader Joe's and Aldi, yeah.
Didn't know
same
that.
Company.
The Amazon filing made Thursday came in response to a case before an administrative law judge overseeing a complaint from agency prosecutors who alleged the company unlawfully retaliated against workers at a New York City warehouse who voted to unionize nearly 2 years ago. In its filing, Amazon denies many of the charges and asks for the complaint to be dismissed. The company's attorneys go further, arguing that the structure of the agency, particularly limits on the removal of administrative law judges and five board members appointed by the president, violates the separation of powers and infringes on executive powers stipulated in the Constitution. The attorneys also argue that the NLRB proceedings deny the company a trial by jury and violate its due process rights under the Fifth Amendment. I think they're right about this. I mean, if you just look at the broad grand scope of this idea that this goes to an administrative court, there's no trial by jury. And if you retaliate against people who are trying to unionize, meaning you fire some of your workers or something, there was another case of them firing a worker who someone live streamed it that was just like going after another employee, calling her all sorts of terrible names in the book, and they fired the person for doing this. Well, he came back, and they argued that this was actually a union protest, therefore he could say all of these super demeaning, terrible, calling this person names.
Yeah.
They had to rehire the person and give them back pay. When just in a normal situation, everyone would agree that this person needed to be fired for what they were saying to another employee. But since this was in some way in context of unionization, well, then they were protected for abusing their coworker.
It's a new logo. It's a new slogan of the union. Join the union. Say what you want.
So I think unions, if you want to form a union, that's fine. But the business should be able to fire every single person that wants to form a union because it's their business. And they should be
able to. Also, we're already in a more perfect union because we're in the United States.
Of course.
Yeah.
But what about an even more perfect union? That's what they're trying to form.
Oh, we're already in one.
Now, you should obviously be able to fire, I believe, anyone you want for any reason at all at your freaking business in your building that you own. That no one else has a right to tell you that they have a right to come in there and be there and for you to pay them money when you don't want them to be there in your building that you own for your company.
That you invested.
Yeah.
Millions to billions of dollars.
At the end of the day, that itself sounds like it would be unconstitutional to violate those things that we just said.
I mean, the Third Amendment, I think, includes quartering union employees.
I think it does.
You know?
Finally, we're going to get that Third Amendment case sometime, I'm telling you. Seth Goldstein, an attorney who represents both the Amazon Labor Union and the labor group Trader Joe's United, said the trend was very frightening. He says since they can't defeat successful union organizing, they now want to just destroy the whole process.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, they should. Yeah, I hope they destroy the whole process. Yeah. I hope all the unions crumble in the United States. The legal argument from Seattle-based Amazon, which has long resisted organizing efforts and is seeking to redo the sole union win at its U.S. warehouses. By the way, the guy just said that since they can't defeat union organizing, they want to destroy the whole process. Amazon has defeated every union organizing attempt except for one of them so far, from what I can tell. Follow similar claims made by SpaceX and Trader Joe's in a separate lawsuit in an agency hearing last month. SpaceX sued the NLRB in early January, arguing the structure of the agency is unconstitutional. The lawsuit came a day after the labor agency accused the company of unlawfully firing employees who wrote an open letter critical of Musk and of creating the impression worker activities were being surveilled. They wrote an open letter critical of the person who runs the company. Once again, even if Musk should be okay with that, he also should be able to fire them.
Yeah.
I just don't see. Yeah. I don't see how this is a problem
for any reason all whatsoever.
Okay, so the good thing here is now we have Amazon, Trader Joe's. I'm sure they got some money somewhere. And SpaceX, clearly with Elon Musk having some money, where this is going to go to a district court in L.A., I saw. And since they're going to strike it down, what if it goes to the Supreme Court? And then what if the Supreme Court says, yeah, it's unconstitutional?
Yeah. Like, well, they have those right-wing conservative Trump justices on there.
There you go.
That cater to the big business billionaires. So, you know, of course, they'll get struck down.
Okay, one more thing for our quick episode here today. Just a random, we like technological, innovative, a lot of times it's healthcare-related stuff.
Speak for yourself.
And in that case, Charlie, you read this one.
All right. Handheld test for breast cancer.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Your saliva. A handheld test for breast cancer uses your saliva and gives accurate readings in 5 seconds.
Now,
so I guess your saliva is connected to your breasts.
I guess so. I guess it's all... It connects
like
to the
your
breast
knee
bone.
Is connected to the
hip
bone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you get women, to conduct the test? That's what I want to know.
Yeah. I guess it's supposed to be a self-test. I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Do women prefer, although we live in a patriarchy, so I'm sure like you know, men are going to have to administer this because women probably don't know how to read it once they spit on it.
They can read it as long as it's not a bell curve.
That's right. Do you like that video?
Yeah, it was good.
So ridiculous. Do women prefer a mammogram to test for breast cancer, or would they rather place a tiny sample of saliva on a test strip and get the results in under 5 seconds? Why don't you ask women that?
Yeah.
Ah.
I can't speak on this.
A new handheld portable device is not only extremely quick and easy to use, but very cost-effective, say scientists from the University of Florida and National Yang Ming Chao Tung University in Taiwan.
Is all of that necessary?
The National Yang Ming Chao Tung...
This YMCT.
University in Taiwan! The device itself, about the size of your hand... Whose hand?
No.
Uses common components that cost just $5 that they're selling for $5,000.
I'm sure.
And uses widely available glucose testing strips costing just a few cents each. The biosensor works by using paper test strips treated with specific antibodies that interact with the targeted cancer biomarker.
Now, you know, interesting topic of conversation here. They say that the thing costs $5 and uses widely available testing strips that cost a few cents each. That's great that that's what those physical things cost, but what about all the time that's gone into figuring out this technology to be able to screen for breast cancer, apparently, with a device like this? I mean, there's a lot of time that goes into that. And then people could argue that this should cost $5.05 or something like that, you know. it should kind of cost what it's worth it to you, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Sorry to be a greedy, terrible capitalist and all that. Now, it should be cheaper, and it will be much cheaper. But it's not going to be $5. Just warning everyone, it's not going to be $25.
Yeah.
We'll see.
When a drop of saliva is placed on the strip, pulses of electricity are sent to electrical contact points in the biosensor device. Look at that. Look at that.
Science.
Compared to the costly alternatives of mammograms, which expose women to radiation, or MRIs and ultrasounds, which require extensive equipment.
Expensive.
Researchers called... Sorry, expensive equipment. It's also extensive.
It's very expensive. Yeah.
Researchers called the device revolutionary. The team believes their device, which uses the open source hardware software platform, Arduino, I think is how you pronounce that, can help people in remote areas to detect breast cancer early on.
Why just remote areas? I feel
why not everywhere?
Any area.
This seems simpler than a COVID test.
It seems there, like kind of like a COVID. I don't know if you have to, you know, swirl it around in there for a little bit. I'm not sure.
The study's author, University of Florida PhD student Juan, said, "Imagine medical staff conducting breast cancer screening in communities or hospitals, but why can't you just send them home? Like, why can't I order this off Amazon?" In many places, especially in developing countries, advanced technologies like MRI for breast cancer testing may not be readily available. Our technology is cost-effective, with the reusable circuit board priced at $5.
Now, okay, I don't mean to be non-white pill, but I'm going to be. In a lot of these countries where you don't have the screening, you know, you probably don't also have treatment for cancer, too. They're like, hey, we figured out what you got, what you have. And they're like, oh, I got breast cancer. They're like, yeah. And they're like, I'm still going to die. No, yeah.
What can we do about this? No, well, no, we can't do
it. But anything. At least now we know.
Yeah.
You know, that's I'm kidding. The cool part about this is that.
Although they can still probably transition girls to boys in those countries.
And then you don't have to worry about it.
So maybe you just elect for a trans surgery.
There you go.
To get your breast removed.
Problem solved.
Removes the cancer.
The cool part about this, sorry, is that women have spoken. I've been hearing for years that mammograms are terrible. A terrible thing to go through.
Mm, yeah.
And it turns out, eventually...
Similar to men.
What I hope is...
Terrible.
Yeah. What I hope is happening is that we're going to find a faster, more cost-effective... and more pleasant way to screen for this kind of thing, and you'll catch more cancers. You won't like catch not like a communicable cancer or anything.
Yeah.
You'll catch them early.
Yeah.
And less people will die from these cancers. That's my hope right here. Is that what you think is going to happen?
You're hoping less women die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my hope.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm also hoping that people can save a ton of money.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird, like the
people on their car insurance.
Yeah, by switching to the test strips for mammograms.
Exactly.
The market will provide, Charlie. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Now let's shift into dumb bleep of the week. We got some dumb ones. I mean, it's going to be tough to top last week's acorn assault video. We don't have anything like that, of course. So if you're ready for something as dumb as two cops just completely unloading into their own police cruiser, You came to the wrong spot. I don't have one of those for you this week. I'm sorry.
Did you see the two lady cops unload?
I saw that one. Yeah,
like
I forgot about
four
that.
Magazines into
someone's
apartment,
own home.
Yeah, someone's. Yeah.
Identify the target. Identify the target before you try to kill someone.
Also, the way they were shooting is like they had no training.
Yeah.
You see, like they were like.
Oh, yeah, we could have had that one this week, but I guess we don't. Let's get into some of these domes here. This is a weird one for us. Charlie, I don't know if you're ready. We don't normally do this because we don't normally have to. LP National is the first dumb bleep of the week.
Uh-oh.
Now, I happen to agree with the Mises Caucus takeover. I'm not an anti-Mises guy. I know the guy who runs the Twitter. He's a great dude. He's been on the show before. So... you still have to be fair, though, when you see something really dumb, okay? Because we have this whole split now between Russia and Ukraine, America, all that. And if you're not with me, you're against me. And everything about Russia must be bad, or sometimes everything about Russia must be good if you're taking the anti American or Ukrainian stance. And sometimes the truth is actually between all of those things, and or many things can be true or false at the same time. And so here's the tweet. They have Alexei Navalny and they have Julian Assange. And it's one of these memes where it's got who I believe is Paris Hilton, I'm pretty sure, on the top and the bottom,
which never heard of her.
Are both her favorites. And so Alexei Navalny, it says, jailed for illegal activities, and it's got Paris Hilton, the West, crying. And then jailed for exposing U.S. war crimes.
Julian Assange.
It's got the West or Paris Hilton being like, yeah. Okay.
No big deal.
No big deal. That kind of thing. Now, this is, if you remove the jailed for illegal activities thing, I would actually be like firmly behind the idea of this tweet, because I do think the reaction to Navalny was hypocritical. You know, America has plenty of people in prison. Ukraine has put Americans in prison. One of them died just a couple months ago. Plenty of countries around the world put people in prison. We are currently right now trying to put Julian Assange in prison for 175 years for exposing crimes committed by our government. And so you could say that the reaction is hypocritical by people, and everyone's freaking out over the Navalny thing, and not the same people are freaking out over the Julian Assange thing, right? Like, that all seems fair. I don't like the idea of the Libertarian Party putting jailed for illegal activities over Navalny's face and then saying jailed for exposing U.S. war crimes over Julian Assange's face. Jailed for illegal activities is a very non-libertarian thing to say, considering the fact that if Snowden came here, he would be jailed for illegal activities. We have a lot of people in jail for illegal activities here in the United States for things that should not be illegal.
Exactly.
You could put Trump's face right there if he ends up going to jail, and you could say, jail for illegal activities. What are you all worked up about? He broke the law.
Yeah.
That's a very non-libertarian stance to take on something, because a lot of times illegal activities should not be illegal. And also, I think it's pretty safe to say that Navalny was a political prisoner, and that I would just venture to guess that a bunch of the stuff that he was in jail for was made up so he could be put in jail.
They also could have fixed this with by putting jailed for illegal activities on both.
Yeah.
They would have, because I understand what they're trying to do. Mm-hmm. I get it. But either take off jailed for activities for Navalny or put jailed for illegal activities on both,
mm-hmm.
and then it
would be the same. Yes.
Then that analogy
works.
That
shows the
works.
Hypocrisy. There's
exactly.
The analogy.
Yes. Yes.
Very true.
Yes.
So, yeah, LP National Twitter account.
That's their first time.
It's been a while, maybe since the old regime was controlling things.
Mm-hmm.
We
since
had some
Navalny was running it.
Yeah. There is a community note on this saying that Navalny's criminal cases and imprisonment are deemed to be politically motivated. These are more... I just think it's safe for us to assume that it was very politically motivated. I would not give Putin the benefit of the doubt that they just truly found crimes that this guy committed and were going to keep him in prison for the rest of his life. It's okay to say that Putin is an authoritarian dictator. And at the same time, you can say that America shouldn't be putting billions of dollars into this war, that there eventually will have to be a negotiated peace deal between Ukraine and Russia. It's going to end in a stalemate, not a snailmate. Well, it's kind of snail's pace right now.
Yeah.
So you can call that a snailmate if you want to call that. It's okay to say all of those things. That doesn't mean that you have to, like, have this weird defense of Putin and Russia all the time. You know, I kind of got into it with people on here, and that was the main argument. Like, oh, because I posted, I don't remember what it was, but they're like, oh, simping for Putin and all that. I'm like, no. No, I'm not really simping for Putin with the arguments I was just making.
Just don't look at your bank account.
Yeah.
You know, where Putin's sending you.
Don't look at that.
Rubles.
Don't look at the rubles. So,
let's
be fair here. Number two is an organization called Project Liberal. Project Liberal is ran by Josh Heckel. So, figure we might as well play both sides here, you know, like we always do. All right. What is, What's this post, Charlie?
Oh, man, I saw this, by the way. Not mm-hmm. this specific post, but I saw the, you know, the girl under the desk news on TikTok?
No.
Yeah, anyway.
No, I don't know that.
Basically, all right, let me read it from Project Liberal. In Oklahoma, a non-binary sophomore next Benedict. Great name, by the way.
Great name.
Yeah. Was brutally beaten by three girls in a school bathroom. I guess they self-identify as girls, those three girls.
I guess all of them do, yeah.
Okay.
Except for this person who was non-binary, they.
Okay.
Yeah.
This came after months of bullying following the passage of anti-trans legislation in the state.
But, okay, well, go ahead, sir.
School staff did not call an ambulance. Nex died the next day. Electing MAGA bigots has consequences. Don't forget this. Almost none of that is true.
No. No, I got the story.
Yeah. Almost none of that is true, by the way, except mm-hmm. for the fact that this girl did die the next day.
Well, and the fact that it came...
I'm sorry, this non-binary sophomore did die the next day.
And the fact that this is following the passage of so-called anti-trans legislation, because everything that happens from now on is following the passage of whatever that legislation is. I hate it when people say following the... That's everything.
Yeah.
We did this show following the passage of anti-trans legislation in Oklahoma. Yeah. I hate it when people say that. It drives me nuts. We do have the actual... So, I'm not going to assume to know who wrote this. I guess that doesn't matter. We'll just say it's on the page, Project Liberal. There's a couple things to remember. It came after months of bullying following the passage of anti-trans legislation. There is no proof that this had anything to do. There is no connection drawn between bullying at a school between high schoolers, I'm assuming, or actually middle schoolers, I guess.
Which has happened since school was invented, by the way.
And the passage of a bill in Congress. Like, it wasn't like these middle schoolers or whatever they are. I'm just judging by the face of this person.
High schooler, sophomore.
Video. Oh, sophomore. Okay.
Yeah.
There's no way to draw a connection and say, like, oh, well, high schoolers, all of a sudden they saw that the state pass this legislation. Therefore, we're going to beat the crap out of someone in the bathroom.
Now we have the power to beat people.
And no matter what we do, we know that the school staff is not going to call an ambulance
because they passed the
legislation, which says when a kid is beaten up, you don't call an ambulance. Here's the story and accounting from the police and everyone. This person, next, did not die as a result of trauma. Official cause of death, we actually don't know right now. We'll finish up this story coming right up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.